At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
People who've been caught having a solo session, what's the dumbest excuse you've ever made to cover it up? Story 1. I was staying at my grandmother's house. We had rented a movie, and I had no idea it had an intimate scene in it. It was late in the evening, and no one in the house was awake, so I thought I'd have a go at it. I kept rewinding the scene over and over till I was done. The next morning, I was at the breakfast table when my uncle walked in. He lived in a house directly across the driveway on the same lot. He patted me on the shoulder and said, "That was a good movie last night, especially that one scene." What I didn't know was that my grandfather, for some reason, had hardwired whatever was playing on his television to play on the television next door. My uncle had no choice but to watch the scene with me, over and over. I am not sure if he saw me, but he definitely knew what was up. Before we continue, do us a quick favor, smash that like button and subscribe to support our channel. Story 2. My buddy Otis walked in on me once while I was in the bathroom. We made eye contact for a second. He said something I didn't quite understand, and then walked out. When I was done, I went back into the living room, and he was lying on the couch, sniffing his own bag of jewels. I threw a pillow at him and then went out for a cigarette. Story 3. I was around 18 in my room on the computer, having some alone time. I had a corner desk opposite the door, so anyone barging in would see the monitor in full view. In comes my mom without knocking. I quickly hit the Windows key plus D to minimize the desktop and shout, "Why don't you ever knock?" She gets defensive and screams, "Were you just looking at corn?" I replied, "No. I was browsing a forum and a guy posted a picture of a girl." I brought up my other browser, which indeed had my forum up with random pictures, but I navigated back to the parent board anyway, if I recall. She says, "Oh, it looked like corn." My mom was really worried about me looking at corn or ruining my computer or something, so she asks me some dumb questions about dinner or something, then leaves. I resume my act when, not 5 minutes later, she comes barging into my room again. I get pretty steamed. I close the tab, put myself together, and storm out of the room past her nagging. Jump in my Jeep and head out into the desert. I just drove around spinning my tires in the sand, doing donuts, and taking a fire road up to the top of a hill to unwind. Story 5. My mother's boyfriend has kind of a jerk Steve persona going on. I was up in my room doing my thing, and I heard something bang on the outside of the house but didn't think anything of it. I've got corn on my computer that is not visible when you walk in the room, but just in case someone did walk in, I could cover up quickly under the desk. All that being said, the bang turned out to be my mom's jerk boyfriend who got a ladder and put it under my bedroom window. He then climbed that ladder to see what I was up to. When he was seen, he made a loud noise and then burst out laughing. I was hugely embarrassed. Anyhow, I heard him get off the ladder and tell my mom and other family members who were visiting all that he had just seen. I have never lived it down, and he always tries to be the funny guy and bring it up in awkward situations such as New Year's and even my birthday in front of my girlfriend by saying, "Remember that time I caught you? Real jerk, and I suppose I will never live it down." Story 6. Once I was watching an aerobics TV show, I really wasn't that excited or anything. I was waiting to go to class or some crap, and the sight of a little bit of skin was enough for me, I guess. So I started doing what everyone does in the situation. The TV set was on the second floor of my parents' house, the whole top floor and stairs covered in carpet, so I never heard my mom coming upstairs. It was my fault, really. I left the door open and all. So one second I was looking at this very crappy fitness show, thinking about the blonde in the screen. The next thing I know, I looked at the door a little and I saw my mom's hand. Now in my mind, she never saw me. I moved all fast, leaning forward so my shirt would cover myself. My mom gets in the room, asks me why I look all weird. Sits next to me for 5 minutes and then just leaves. Not sure if she figured it out or what, but yeah, just thinking about it, I get cold sweats. The next time was when I was in my room looking at corn on my computer, and I was doing my thing. I was just in the browsing stage of the corn watching, where you are picking something to watch, trying to see what works best. I started to slide slowly in my seat, to the point where my back was almost on the seat and my head was bent all weird, and suddenly, my ex-then-girlfriend just walks in, no warning or anything. So there I was, sitting lying, all retarded in my chair, package in hand, trying to sit up. By the time I managed to compose myself, she had already left the room laughing. Story 7. I have a couple, unfortunately. I was in my bedroom, which I shared with my older brother, and was just doing it. He yelled from downstairs, "Hey, do you want the other half of this sandwich?" I didn't answer because I was preoccupied. I heard him coming up the stairs, but I said to myself, "The door's locked, he will just ask from outside of it." The door wasn't locked. He walked in, saw what I was doing, and said, "I guess you don't want that sandwich." Another time, I was really drunk at my friend's house when I was about 19, and someone put on Korn. I was lying on the couch and started messing around under the covers. My friend said, "Dude, come on. If you're gonna do it, at least go to the bathroom." I immediately got up and walked upstairs to the bathroom. I don't think I actually ended up doing it in the bathroom. I fell asleep on the floor and woke up 2 hours later to them knocking on the door telling me to get out. It was pretty awkward the next morning. Story 8. So I was in my room watching Korn on my PSP. I heard the kitchen door close, meaning someone was coming inside the house, so I quickly slipped the PSP and shoved it underneath my covers. My stepdad saw and asked me what that was. After a slight nervous argument with him, I handed him the PSP. I spent the next good part of an hour sobbing hysterically, begging him not to tell my mom, because for some reason I thought she'd be mad or some crap. He told me that this was my one freebie and that he wouldn't tell her as long as I behaved myself. The next 4 months were spent in agony due to him pseudo-blackmailing me whenever I'd act like a jerk. Eventually, we got into a fight and he told my mom about it. This past Thanksgiving, it was brought up, and it turns out he told my mom that night and he was just holding it over my head to get me to do things for him. Many laughs were had. Story 9. I thought I was home alone, and so I decided for the first time to go all out, and I discovered I am quite loud when I am in the throes of passion. This was also a new discovery for my roommate, who had been in her room taking a nap. It went like this. I came out of my room to go to the communal bathroom to clean up. At the same moment I opened my door, she comes out with her suitcase. "Oh, I thought you were at your boyfriend's." "Oh no, I was taking a nap, but I think I will head over to his place now. You have a good time by yourself." Awkward. I didn't see her for weeks. Story 10. Years ago, before I had my own laptop, my family shared a computer that was in the dining room. This obviously made things very difficult and only possible when everyone was either asleep or out of the house. So one night, I was going through my normal routine, headphones in, private browser up, multiple tabs open while I let videos buffer, you know, the usual. Then I hear some creaking on the stairs and quickly rip out my headphones. My fears solidify as the creaks turn to footsteps. I now know for a fact someone is walking down the stairs. I quickly took the headphones out and tried to exit the window, but the computer was frozen. So I shut off the monitor and just sat at the computer desk in the dark until I saw my mom walk by to get to the kitchen. She stopped and asked me what I was doing, and I replied, "Oh, just thinking about life." She kind of gave me an odd look, which made tons of sense considering I was just sitting awkwardly trying to hide myself at a blank computer screen. My mom is no fool and had to know what was up. She got her water and began to go upstairs, but not before she turned to me and said, "Carry on." The fact that she knew what I was doing completely killed my mood, and I reset the computer and headed up to bed unsatisfied. My mom gave me the blues. Story 11. When I was in college, I couldn't fall asleep one night, so I decided to entertain myself to get myself sleepy. Just as I was done, my mom came into my room without knocking to check if I was asleep. I thought it was hilarious that she'd almost caught me, so I sent a text to my boyfriend saying something to that effect and then instantly fell asleep. When I woke up the next day, I checked my phone for a reply. Not seeing one, I checked to see if it had actually been sent. It had been sent to my mom. Later that evening, I got a talk about tempting boys and inappropriate things to share with them, although she did congratulate me on choosing to have a one-night stand with myself rather than getting laid. Story 12. I was hired to go film in Uganda for a documentary. You can buy Valium at the pharmacy, and a box of 200 pills costs roughly $20 American. My coworker and I bought a few for the lengthy/torturous bus ride from north to south because there were miles of speed bumps on the main road. Anyway, we got to the apartment in Kampala and took some more. My coworker said he was tired and went into our room while I continued the movie we had started in the living room. After the movie, I went into the room and saw a light coming from his bunk.
I looked in to find my cohort passed out in his bed, dong in hand and a picture of his girlfriend open on his laptop. I just laughed and slept on the couch. The next morning, he handed me his computer to go over the day's events as I was the operator/typist, being more computer literate. I asked, "Have you opened your computer since you woke up this morning?" "No, you should open it first." "Why?" he asked. "Just do it," I insisted. "No, come on, let's just get started." "No, seriously, man, you need to check to make sure I don't see anything."
Shop the Sherwin-Williams Labor Day sale and get 35% off paints and stains August 22nd through September 4th. With prices starting at $31.84, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your interior or exterior, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store or shop the sale online. Delivery available on qualifying orders. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
"You wouldn't want me to." He looked confused, but I handed it back to him and left the room. I came back 20 seconds later, and he was beet red and asked how I knew that they were there. I explained to him what happened the night before, and he made me promise not to tell anyone. I held true until about 4 years later. I recounted the event to his younger brother, but only after the brother explained that when they were moving out of their old house, he and their mother pulled back the bed to find years of stains on the wall in a room that he had shared with this brother just 5 feet away from him. Story 13. I had some time to myself, and it took about 2.3 seconds for me to decide to do it, mostly because I was bored, honestly. So I throw up some weird crap since I am home alone and start doing it like it's my last day on Earth. I am sitting behind my desk, and I see my door open about 3 inches. I pause, holding a staring contest with this door. Giving it the evil eye, I decide to keep going and just ignore it. Just when I start back up, I feel it brush on my leg. My first thought was a spider, so without thinking twice, I kicked my leg out, mentally screaming, "Oh my God, spiders!" As soon as my knee-jerk reaction was over, I realized that there was a considerable amount of resistance when I tested my patellar reflex kick. I managed to look down just in that split second as the cat left my foot, slow motion midair, a ball of black rage and surprise. Time sped up again, and it flew into the wall across from me, slamming against it with all the fury of inertia and my leg. A horrified gasp left my lips as the cat landed on his feet, staring at me with a cold look, and at that moment my brain was like, "Screw it, it's already this awkward, why not just finish now?" And so I did just that, covering the cat. That was about all Mr. Flufferkins could take. He'd had it about up to here, and getting kicked and covered in my smoothie was a little too much. He promptly trotted out of my room just as I heard the garage door open. I cleaned up a little and looked around for the cat, but to no avail. I have no idea who found that sticky kitty, because it was never mentioned in the family. Story 14. I was caught twice, but thankfully not by my parents. I was in a year-long course program abroad, and we stayed in dorms with 4 guys in a room. The dressers were about 7 feet high, so you couldn't see over or through them. Anyhow, the first incident was when I was skipping class, and I got in the mood, so I started doing it. My roommates were in class, and usually I can hear them approaching, so I thought it would be safe, but for some reason I didn't hear my friend coming into the room, and he caught me, though thankfully I had just enough time to cover up, but he knew since he's not oblivious. Basically, he told me that it was okay. He did it too, but did it in the bathroom. Which personally I am not a fan of, but that's just me. Which leads us to our next story. So a month or so goes by without incident. I am much more careful now, but one fateful Friday night, it was around 2 a.m. I'd say, and after a long night of hanging out, we were all going to sleep, but at 3 a.m. I still could not fall asleep. I looked around my room, I thought everyone was sleeping, so naturally I decided to go for it. The next night, one of my roommates, the one diagonal from me, tells me that he heard saw me do it that night. Apparently I made some noises, and I didn't realize it. So yeah, word spread throughout our group of friends, and now I have the nickname Darth Vader. Story 15. I wasn't exactly caught, just someone in my family had an awkward encounter with me in the act. I was in my basement, in the bathroom. It was probably like 10 o'clock on a weeknight. For someone to come close to reaching the bathroom, they'd have to go through 2 doors and 1 flight of stairs. I assumed I would hear them perfectly. But I was wrong. Somehow, someone, one of my 2 sisters or parents, was able to get downstairs and through the doors without my hearing. Meanwhile, I am in the bathroom, still doing my stuff. so it would be pretty loud for anyone outside the door. And just then, I hear a slam. Someone had slammed the fridge door around the corner. I stopped in my tracks and stopped doing whatever I was doing. I must have sat there in sheer horror for 10 minutes, clutching myself, afraid to face whoever might be out there, because whoever it was clearly wanted me to hear them slamming the fridge door. Finally, I escaped and made it into my room and immediately went to bed. I still am unaware of who heard me that day. Story 16. One time when my friend's mom and her friends went out to the bar, we decided it would be funny to have them catch one of our friends pretending to solo off. We got the idea when we found a spraying gun that his mom keeps around because she is single and her friends think those guns are funny. Anyways, we had our friend sit on a stool in the hallway with the spray gun poking out and pretend to do it when his mom and her friends came through the door. My friends thought it was hilarious when his mom and her drunk friends couldn't comprehend that it wasn't a spray gun, and they kept telling him there is nothing to be ashamed of. Story 17. Once when I was having a private moment, I got really sleepy, as I am sure is pretty common. I guess I dozed off on my bed without putting my tool away. I woke up later, and there was a blanket over me, which was weird because I didn't remember falling asleep with a blanket on me. I shook it off and forgot about it. A few days later, my dad said that he'd walked in on me lying in bed with my tools just there and had laid a blanket on me to cover my shame. Unfortunately, there wasn't a big enough blanket in the world for the shame that I felt at that moment. Story 18. When I did it the very first time, my dad stormed into my room to tell me that he hit 2 lotto numbers. When he saw what I was doing, he stopped jumping, looked me dead in the eye, and said, "Come downstairs when you're done," with a completely straight face. I went downstairs expecting him to beat me down. Instead, he told me about how his father caught him once when he was young and how he got beaten for it. We ate Nutella and peanut butter sandwiches after that. Story 19. So back when I was 18, I was in the hospital for complications from an appendix surgery. After being bedridden sick for about a month and a half, and not doing it for the same amount of time, I was surfing the web and stumbled across a corn website that wasn't blocked by hospital Wi-Fi, and so after a month and a half, of course it was Wooden City for me. It was late at night, so I didn't think the nurses would be coming around, but they did. The nurse opened the door, and I struggled to close the tab and tuck my pet away. The nurse had to check on scars on my stomach to see how they were healing. Crap, she lifts my shirt to check, and there's a dread that was sticking out. She quickly left, and I promptly got done. Needless to say, the weird looks were plenty from most nurses I had from then on. Story 20. I was living in a rented house with a bunch of other guys when I was about 18 or so in the mid-80s. I got caught, and the guy who caught me told everyone in the house. That story proceeded to make the rounds around town. I lived in a fairly small city. I was made a laughingstock of town and got called a slur, got threatened, and generally had a terrible life because of it for like 2 years. I even ended up switching schools because of the incessant verbal bullying. It really ruined a good chunk of my teenage life and was quite serious. Amazing. Thinking back on it, that every single one of those dudes who harangued me about it probably went home and did it that same night, and how today friends and I openly admit it to each other with nothing but a snicker. Story 21. I was at a Buddhist temple in Korea, the largest one. My aunt is a monk there, and I had to stay in the temple for 2 weeks. You try it, no internet, no TV, nothing. I found hope in the shared bathroom amongst monks. There was 3G there, and I decided to relax a bit. In that bathroom, there were no stalls, so a female monk walked in and said, "What are you doing? Go do that somewhere else." My aunt was a reputable person in the temple, so I ran out, grabbing my clothes. With the pants over my face, I was able to get to a guy's bathroom where I got my crap together. Story 22. I never was, but I caught an ex. It was super awkward. He left the front door unlocked. I walked in, and he was sitting there on the couch, all weird, as if he tried to cover up but had no time. I looked at his laptop and was surprised to see that rather than watching corn, he was watching some sort of Beyoncé music video. It was awkward because he didn't even want help after I caught him. He didn't even got done. I must have just been a total buzzkill for him or something. Good thing he's an ex. Story 23. One summer morning, I woke up feeling a little in the mood. So naturally, I decided to take care of it. There I was on my bed when my dad knocked on my door and then opened it without waiting for my reply. I jumped off my bed, in nothing, package swinging and swaying, and I started to get dressed. I said, "Ah, I was just about to get dressed." My dad looked at the ground and said, "Oh, okay, sorry, just wanted to see if you wanted breakfast," and he shut the door. We didn't talk much the rest of the day. He knew what was going on, and I knew that he knew, but we never spoke of it. Story 24. I've been caught many, many times. Every single member of my family has caught me as if it were a debt to be repaid. The most notable time someone walked in happened with my roommate. My roommate knocked on my bedroom door, which I didn't lock for some reason. Probably because I grew up without a lock on my door, and I never grew accustomed to it. Anyway, I was comfortable enough with myself that I answered his knock by saying, "I am busy with myself. Don't come in." My roommate thought that anyone who said this was obviously joking. We haven't lived together long enough for him to know how blunt I can be. He slowly opened the door, giving me time to cover myself up before he walked in. I said, "Dude, what the heck, man? I said I was having some alone time. I have my corn headphones in and everything." But he still doesn't get the message. He asked me what kind of corn I was watching, and I told him. Sure enough, when he walked over to check my computer screen, that corn was still on. He finally realized that I wasn't joking the entire time. I lock my doors now. Story 25. Years ago, we had an old crappy video camera, and my sister and all our friends made hundreds of home videos with it. Fast forward a few years, I am 18 at this point. One day, my sister and our neighbor, let's say Katie, were watching some video they made of them dancing to some Britney Spears song or whatever. I was casually looking on from the kitchen while eating a bowl of cereal. All of a sudden, the video quickly jumped to a scene where the camera was inside my room. The camera was pointed out my window and towards the driveway, recording my other sister's friend Lauren. The camera was zooming in on Yuno as she was playing basketball. The camera was violently shaking. My sister and Katie were shocked, so they fast-forwarded, and it took a couple of minutes to go through it all. I was so embarrassed that I lunged at the camera, pulled out the tape, ran to my room to get another tape, and said, "Let's watch something else." I had recorded it 3 years earlier while working on myself. I completely forgot that I did it, and obviously forgot to delete it from the tape. Story 26. The second week of dating my boyfriend, I was at his place. He had to leave to drop off a present for his nephew at his sister's house. I assumed he would be gone for a while. It turns out I was wrong. He walked in the front door and I was on the couch. I threw a blanket over myself just in time as he walked straight to the kitchen. I thought I was in the clear and quickly tried to dress, but then he came over, kissed me, and sat on the couch. I spent about 3 minutes trying to discreetly redress before he paused and looked at me. "Were you doing what I think you're doing?" It was incredibly embarrassing at the time, but 8 years later, it's a funny story. Also, The Patriot happened to be playing on the TV, and I swear I will never live that down. Story 27. My brother walked in once, and by that I mean he went and found my parents' emergency spare key to my room and barged in, demanding his turn with the modem. I spun around holding the package and said, "Get out, I am busy doing my stuff," and my dad shouted up the stairs, "Leave your brother alone when he's using it." He never barged in on me again. Story 28. I was doing it back in the day to one of those call-in channels about 10 years ago. I hear my dad coming up the stairs, but for some reason I changed the channel but continue to do it. So my dad ended up catching me in the act to Blink 182 and thought I was gay. Story 29. When I was 17, my mom caught me on the family computer. She walked in to let me know that my friend showed up and wanted to play Xbox. So inadvertently, I was caught by both of them. I had just gotten my driver's license, so my mom just said to my friend, "He's probably just excited that he got his license. Shame." Story 30. When I was at the age of exploring, I would print out these pictures so that I could fold them up and keep them as secret material for my time at night. So yeah, one night I was getting busy and having a grand old time, and my mom walked in. Naturally, I tried to act like nothing was happening, shrugging it off like I was scratching my very upper thigh. She didn't believe that crap, and asked me right away to come have a chat. We sat out in the carport for about an hour, side by side, talking about how what I was doing was natural and understandable, and it was okay to explore. God, it was mortifying.
Story 31. My friend walked in on me multiple times. One day, while he was passed out beside me, I just woke up and had to do it. I also have been caught half-covered with Japanese corn cranked, towel beside me, completely passed out, dong in hand. I forgot to lock the connector door in the hotel room. My friends have a video of me just lying there and them screaming at me, howling for me to get up. They have shown everybody at my work, and it's sort of what they do at every party I go to. Story 32. I was always super shy about intimacy, and even talking about it would make my face turn bright red.
If a pretty waitress put her hand on my shoulders while talking, I would get all scared and forget what I wanted to order, just awkward and shy and a virgin. Anyways, I was 18 and had a girlfriend who was on her way over to hang out, and most likely bang later, as we had been waiting to be all in lovely love with one another before sliding around. I was so nervous about doing it that I read it was good to do it alone first to last longer. So, with the parents at work and some time to kill, I got started. I guess I was really into it because I never heard my girlfriend let herself in upstairs and walk down to the basement where I was doing my thing for all to see. I heard a gasp behind me and turned around to see her looking at me with a shocked kind of smile. My heart banged in my chest like a hammer, and a cold sweat broke out on my skin as I heard myself say with a calm, confident voice I had never heard before, "We'll catch up." She dropped her purse and started walking over to the sofa. Changed everything about my confidence that day. Story 33. When I was young, I wondered what my pet snake could do, so I used to pet it all the time. One day, I came down with flu and was sleeping with my mom. I woke up the next morning and thought I was in my room, so I did it in front of my mom, while she stared silently and said, "Don't do that again." Story 34. Currently, she's my fiancé. When this story happened, I was playing hard to get until one night I got snowed in at her place. She had gone to bed, and I, being a gentle lady and understanding that she was nervous that she meant something more and not just another notch on my belt, slept on the couch. It's difficult for me to sleep without having a sesh with myself beforehand, and this night happened to be no different. Around 3 a.m., 15 minutes after we parted ways, I was doing my thing when she bursts out of her room and sees me. I froze. My heart stopped. My kitten did not. I was so close that I was involuntarily trembling while we stared at each other in a stunned silence. Like the old Western villain entrances kind of silence. She, thankfully, had thought it honorable of me to respect her enough that I would take care of my needs myself rather than pressuring her, which made her realize that I did in fact care about her a great deal, which made her titillated, which then led to a wonderfully fun, loving, lifelong relationship. Story 35. I was caught doing it by my creepy old landlord while my boyfriend was out. He was between the shed and my bedroom window, looking in. I saw him, closed the blinds, apologized, and said I'd be right out. I quickly threw on some clothes, opened the door, and he proceeded to force his way in. I moved back in with my parents for a year and a half after that, and I still don't trust landlords. Story 36. A lady friend watched me do it when I was 18. I was unaware. I'd forgotten she was on her way to my parents' house to pick me up, so I just went about my business as usual. When I turned away from my computer, she was already entering my room. I panicked and threw my shirt over myself for decency. She literally watched me do that, walked over to where I was, sat down on the floor, and started chatting like nothing had happened. After a little while, I gently explained that I needed a few minutes to change clothes. We never discussed it, but I am certain she watched. One clue is that she didn't react to seeing me cover up. Another is that it usually took her 10 minutes to make the trip to my parents' house. This time it took half an hour. Story 37. Back in college, I lived in a house with 5 other roommates, 2 of them girls. For a brief time, one of the girls and I had some weird tension going after one drunken night. If either of us were a little more sober, it probably would have turned into something intimate, but I never pursued it further because she had a boyfriend that I was also friends with. Then one day, we were the only two at the house. I was upstairs playing video games in the living room, which was right next to her room, when I heard some light sounds coming from her room. Now this was strange, because her door was cracked open, and she was obviously doing it. All I had to do was lean forward on the couch a bit, and I could get a glimpse into the room. Naturally, that's exactly what I did, and I saw everything. Some people would say that seems like a pretty clear invitation to join, but I wasn't positive at the time. Plus, I wasn't going to be that guy that gets involved with a girl that's dating a friend. Instead, I started doing it myself because, well, I did find her attractive, and she was right there. Maybe that's not much more honorable, but still. After that, I went and resumed playing video games. When she was done, she came out of her room and sat on the chair opposite the couch and started watching me play video games. We just started having a normal conversation about the game I was playing, as if nothing had happened. It never got awkward between us, and we never talked about it again. She stayed with my friend for a while, and I got my own girlfriend. It's like we just needed that one time, even if we didn't directly do it together. Story 38. I got caught after the fact. Years ago, I once jammed a crutch under my door handle. I had wood floors, and the rubber foot on the crutch meant it wouldn't slide. Then I had a fun time. Well, I fell asleep without removing the crutch, and the next thing I know, I was being woken up by my dad, who was trying to kick down the door. Next thing I know, I am being interrogated by my parents as to why I had the door jammed. I had put my PJs on before sleeping, so I was decent. Finally, I just blurted it out, and they got really quiet and left. They aren't ultra-religious or anything. I think they just forgot that people do it sometimes and were confused, concerned about why I would jam my door shut. I guess the spa must have been closed or something, because 3 minutes into it, I saw my mom walking up to the door. From that time to unlocking and opening the door, I had about 5 seconds to figure something out quickly. I just threw my pants under the couch, grabbed a blanket, and awkwardly sat on the chair across the room. She gave me a weird look. I said that I was cold. Looked like she bought it. She's pretty oblivious, but she probably knew. Story 40. A few weeks back was my first and only.
If you're shopping while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast, then you know and love the thrill of a deal. But are you getting the deal and cash back? Rakuten shoppers do. They get the brands they love, savings, and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Levi's, Plow & Hearth, Adidas, Sephora, and Neiman Marcus. Stack sales on top of cash back and feel what it's like to know you're maximizing the savings. And it's easy to use. And you get your cash back sent to you through PayPal or check. The idea is simple. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back. Download the free Rakuten app or go to Rakuten.com to start saving today. It's the most rewarding way to shop. That's Rakuten. Rakuten.com.
Time. I had locked the front door of my apartment and my door. I was just opening my corn browser and setting up when I heard my roommate come in. No biggie. My door is locked, I thought. I was just starting to browse one of my favorite sites, and all of a sudden my door handle turns and my door opens. It turns out that unless I turn my lock all the way, it can be opened from the outside. I shuffle my chair and get under my desk and look at the door. My super stoned roommate says, "Hey man, how's it going?" and then leaves and shuts the door. I don't think he knows what was going on, and he may have forgotten if he did, but it was really weird nonetheless. Story 41. This was my freshman year, and I lived in a dorm with a roommate. I am awkward, and my roommate is also awkward. Friday afternoon, he says he's heading home for the weekend. I say later, as he leaves and waits approximately 16 seconds before switching on corn I have and begin an old-fashioned desk chair session. What do I hear a few minutes later? The keys for entering the lock. He comes in just as I am doing the old nobody knows what I was just doing if I slide in real close to my desk. I look over at him with a bead of sweat dripping down my brow. He says he forgot something, and then I see the look come over his face as he realizes what was happening. He gets back out as quickly as he can. In hindsight, most people would say I should have waited a little longer between him leaving and doing it. To them, I say, you don't know what it's like to not be able to have a satisfying corn-based fun for weeks at a time. This incident didn't bond me. But whenever people ask about my time in the dorms, I assure them nothing brings two people closer together than catching each other doing it. I was on a family vacation to my grandmother's house in South Carolina. For the first time, I had a room with a TV to myself in the basement, with a door I could sneak out from and directly onto the beach. I had high hopes that I would be able to woo a fine young lady into meeting up on the beach to make out. Alas, I did not score once. Friday evening, I find myself in my room alone, watching TV. I was channel flipping, looking for a fitness infomercial or a Lifetime breast cancer awareness commercial, but mostly I was just thinking about the girls I had seen on the beach earlier that week. Suddenly, both my parents walk into the room as the channel is on Jersey Shore. In my efforts to pull up, I had no time to change the channel. I was praying they wouldn't catch on to what I was doing, but they did, and they started laughing. They just kept making fun of me for doing it on Jersey Shore. They wouldn't leave. Story 43. I haven't been caught, but my parents found corn on the family computer, and I denied everything. I think in the end, my mom thought it was my dad downloading the videos. I had just learnt of the site, but I didn't know about deleting history. I backed up from my Google search and went to a different website so that if you hit the forward button, you wouldn't find it. I then closed the tab and went on my way. That night, my uncle came over and he found it within 5 minutes of getting on the computer. He says to my dad, "Hey, this doesn't look like something you'd watch." My dad comes over and knows what's up. He calls me in. I try to look at the monitor, but my uncle closes the tab. I bluffed it and blamed it on my mom, but he knew. Thank you for watching. If you enjoyed this video, be sure to give it a thumbs up, subscribe, and hit the bell icon so you never miss an update.